488 mobile.
You're up early, KA3JCA.
Early date.
Okay.
For a very long day. Leave the house at 4:30 and usually don't get home till 8:30.
Okay. Hey, where are you guys going to go shoot again on Saturday?
Yeah.
Is it handguns or rifle?
Want to?
I'll have to talk to Chad about that. Ashley and Sally and I, we all are licensed and stuff like that, but we haven't been practicing in a year since COVID.
I got a good range over there. Get out and shoot.
Well, I was extremely tired yesterday, and I actually went to bed like last night about 8:10. I just took my melatonin, and boy, I was out like a light.
Doing a diagnostic class last night and had to do my closeout. It was just a few minutes after 11 before I got into bed last night.
Last, was it? You said diagnostic?
Yeah, for our scanner. I got a question for you this morning. On the 878 key there in the center of it, on the new radio I got, it does not function when you're in, you know, like if I want to change zones, all like it does on my other radio, on my, the one. And I can't find the setting to turn it back on. It works fine when you go into menu and all that. It's just, they've got it locked out on that home screen.
Hey, actually what you have to do, I want you to open up your computer and go into the zones. When you go into the zones, open up each zone and look at the top of the zone. There's a little checkbox that says hide zone. If that box is checked and you have all of the zones checked, that little button won't work.
I was like, man, where in the world? Because I've been in the, you know, the keys in the optional menu, and I was like, man, none of them are calling this key out. And I'm like, why not? I've been through it and through it and through it, and I just couldn't find it.
Something, too, if you don't have your computer with you to do that, if you actually go into the menu settings, go into menu, then go to zone, okay, go down to option 5 where it says, like, I think it's option 5, but you can hide or unhide the zone. You'll see what I'm talking about. But you'll click it. Let me grab my radio here. Hold on one second.
Go ahead, Richard. KO4HK.
I'm trying to get to it. Hold on one second. Do is you grab your radio, go into menu, then you'll go into zone. When you click zone, it'll show you all your zones. So just pick one of them. That's all right. So like I just chose private calls. And I hit select, and if you go down to option number 5, it says zone hide on or off. If it says off, and you open more than one zone that's not locked, then that toggle switch should work.
I don't have my radio with me this morning, so I have to do it this evening when I get home. I knew there was just something I was missing, and I'm like, man, I hid that thing.
There's one other feature here, too. Open up the program, read your radio, go to the top under tools, under the pull-down menu, and then there's a mass option where you can tell it to unhide the zones.
I'll make sure to do that one this afternoon, because they had all kinds of settings messed up on that radio. And I've been trying to sort them out.
What I would do is I would just read the code plug and write it and label it. that I would actually do a factory reset, a basic, it's, you know, reinitialize the radio from scratch.
Thought about doing that tonight. Last night I just got too late, and I was like, I ain't doing it tonight. I'll just wait till tomorrow. I updated all the contact lists and went through, and I was fixing a few things in the code plug that, you know, just odds and ends I'd been dealing with on the other radio. So let's just go ahead and fix it while I'm here.
Just done recently because. We all do it, but like, for instance, you think of something or you add something to your handheld or you add something to a mobile rig or another handheld, and then you've got to remember, well, how did I put the wording in there for that talk group, or how did I put the wording in there for that channel, or how did I put the wording in for that zone? So what I do is I have chosen one radio. I do all my updates on the one radio. Then when I write it, I have a folder that I created called Master. And then what I do is I actually write, or I tell it to export the entire radio file to that folder. So that now when I hook up Sally's radio and stuff like that, I don't actually import the features because I don't want to change her DMR ID. I don't want to change her APRS settings every time. All I import is basically the... Well, let me back up a minute. What? Refresh the repeater there. Basically, once I write my radio, get it all set up, I save it. And when you do the export all, it puts all those CVS files in the folder. So that what I do is from that point forward, every time I make a change to the radio, I basically just export the zone, the talk group, and the channel file. Those are the only three I adjust. That way when I load my 578 or Sally's radio, I just import that and all three radios are identical.
I'm working on getting done to the 878, something similar. Where I got two of them, and I wanted to experiment with a couple of things I meant to send you the links to, but I found, so I'll try to remember to do that today, which are pretty neat, and I think you'll enjoy it since you got multiple of those radios. It's amazing what you can just do with them.
Oh, yeah, I could check the status of the radio. I could turn the radio on and off. There's all kinds of things that I've learned in SMS. I haven't played with it yet enough to do it.
Played with that one first thing. Text messaging each other on the radio and that kind of stuff. It works pretty good. It's a little cumbersome to type because of the keypad, but other than that, but you can go into the software and you can make some pre-done messages and stuff like that, so you can do it that way too.
Do the pre-done messages on your keypad from the radio. It's just, you know, getting them typed out and stored. It's easier to use the CPS to type it out and then save it that way.
Software, write them all out with a keyboard, and then you can just go through and scroll through on the radio what you want to see.
So, for Saturday, you're starting to lose the machine there. Saturday morning, about 9:30, okay? Is that too early or what?
Yeah, I'm not thinking about being down there that early. But I was figuring, you know, 8 o'clock or something like that.
What time was that?
Hear me any better now?
Oh, yeah, now I can hear you.
I had to get up out of that hole. I was thinking somewhere around 8 o'clock.
I have a problem with it. Sally usually sleeps in until 9. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, like if you got here at like 9 o'clock, 9:15, 9:30, it should take us more than an hour. And that would still allow you time to get over to the gun range.
Yeah, roger that. That'll be fine. And I've been reading over those slides. Yeah, I see what you're talking about with the grammatical errors. I'm no English teacher, but...
And we can make some notes. What I'll do is I'll go in here. I'll actually just try to print. If you get a chance, print out a paper copy for yours. I think you can tell it to leave the background color off. But if you take and you find some stuff, go ahead and write on it or make some notes and that we need to change areas on. Like I said, and then we can kind of combine it, but I can put it all together.
I'll see what I can do.
What I want to do is maybe between you and I on a night that you're home early or something like that, or maybe on a weekend evening before that, maybe you and I could Zoom each other. And just, I want to practice with the presentation through the Zoom process, going and coming. But like I said, it, depending on how it is, it next month may not be as bad. And I should feel a lot better than I do now. But, you know, I should be able to tolerate an hour or so over there at Mythos. I just want to make sure that I wear a mask and stuff.
Like I said, I was just trying to make sure you give credit where credit's due. You helped me a lot, and we've worked through this stuff, just figured it out. And I've enjoyed it. It's pretty neat to actually have somebody to bounce some ideas off of. For a change, and not try to fight your way through it all by yourself.
Like I said, I don't want to take all the credit, because I mean, there's a guy that it's actually in Michigan, and I feel bad because I haven't talked to him here probably in a month or so, but WA9BXI, he's the one that got me started and helped me through a few things. And again, like I said, I have the analytical portion of looking at stuff and figuring stuff out, just kind of point me in the right direction. And once I get started, I'm like a freight train going down a hill with no brakes.
It keeps your mind active where you're, you know, at the house most of the time retired. Gives you something to do, and you jumped in all the way, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, alrighty. Well, if you're starting to potty against picket fence again, I'm going to go, I don't know how close, or I don't even know if you have your truck yet. I'm going to go get my insulin real quick, and it's real close to 5, so I've got to get Ashley up, and I'll be back on here shortly. KA3JCA.
04HK, that's good timing. I'm getting in, I'm deep into the black hole, so I know you're losing me, but I'm getting ready to make the vehicle switch, and I'll be back over. KA4HK, clear.
Okay, are you going to be on 285 then?
I'll be there. If not, I'll be on the 610 back in a few minutes.
Okay, KA3JCA.
KO4HGX, clear.